Well, the folks at Iowa State University Extension and Outreach are celebrating their own week. It's Extension, Outreach, and Week here in Iowa this particular week through the 30th of this month. So they're celebrating and really kind of trying to make sure that folks understand all the different things that they do. Kate Olson joins us. She's the Cass County Extension Education Director. Did I get that right? Is that your title?
Extension Program Coordinator. We can go with whatever.
See, that's the thing. Extension keeps changing.
It does.
So I can't keep even up with the titles anymore. They change so rapidly. But, you know, it wasn't too long ago that, you know, Extension was much heavier staffed than it is now. Counties had a lot more staff than maybe they have now. The structure was very much different than what it is now. It's not that one is better than the other, but things constantly change, and Extension has been all about change ever since it started.
We have been about change and adapting. We all know we're headed, whether we want to or not, to right for smack dab to the information age. Most would say we're there. So the Extension system has certainly changed and adapted from the day when you had an Extension agent and a home ec specialist and, 10 different specialists all in one office, in every office in all 99 counties. Most Extension offices now do have a coordinator in charge of local programming, and then they resource all of the resources on campus and across the state in the Extension system to deliver programming in the variety of areas where we offer programming now.
Isn't it funny how this crazy idea that they had way back during the Abraham Lincoln administration is still relevant today?
Exactly. Who knew that the land-grant university, when you give away a little grant of land and decide to make a university, and all of a sudden that university is indebted to the public to produce research that will impact their daily lives, and it goes from there.
The Extension and Outreach program is largely what people know locally, and that takes right back to where you guys are with the county Extension staff. However, it's much larger than that. You have a board that you work with locally. Every county does. You have, of course, the resources back at the home campus in Ames that you work very closely with. You have regional offices, regional folks who spend a lot of windshield time bouncing around different places and stuff as specialists to be able to provide some of their knowledge and things too. But it really comes right back to the local. You try to keep it as local as you can.
We try and keep it very local. As you mentioned, we do have our council, a 9-member elected Extension Council that's elected from a diverse cross-section of residents in Cass County that tries to keep our Extension staff on track with programs that will impact what the specific needs are in Cass County. And that's the primary goal, is we try and get a council that's as diverse as possible so they can represent what are the current needs, what's changing in Cass County, what are some holes that are not being filled, and what are the resources we can bring from the whole wealth of knowledge that is in the Extension system to fill those needs.
I think some folks, especially those who live in some of the more populated urban areas here in Iowa, probably sometimes look at Extension and think, oh, that's for the farmers. But you know what? If Extension were just for the farmers, you'd have a hard time being relevant anymore, because farming has changed as well.
Oh, absolutely. Farming has changed, and we do have specialists across the state in a variety of very specific disciplines. Absolutely. And many people are familiar with Extension from whatever their first experience was with Extension. If you are a farmer or in the agricultural community, you know Extension from that aspect. If you've been involved with the 4-H and youth program as a youth, maybe you know Extension from that perspective. And we have longtime Extension customers come into our office and see a flyer or a brochure for an upcoming program and go, wow, I didn't know you did that as well, whether it be gardening education or financial education or parenting resources. We have family life specialists that run a parenting blog, that run a Going Green blog, and blog about recycling in the garden or recycling at home or reducing home energy consumption. We have tons of financial awareness classes to help people, whether they're starting off and need to know how to plan a basic budget, or whether they're looking at how they're going to handle their long-term planning and some best options there. And all of these things, the main thing, the core of what we do, is try and make sure that people trust these resources and these classes no matter what they are, because we're unbiased, we're research-based. We know that the information we're putting out is not tinged by any special interest or third mm-hmm. parties or anything like that. So we hope, if nothing else, people see us as a reliable source of information.
I find it interesting because at the beginning of that statement you made, you referred to them as customers of Extension. Do you look at them as customers? Sometimes there are fees to certain programs and things, special things, but largely the services that that you provide are things that folks can just walk in and ask questions about or find out the information that they need. But do you look at them as customers when they come in and that you know they come in with certain needs and you're trying to fill those?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone in Cass County is a customer and a little bit of an owner in Cass County Extension. We are a tax-funded organization, and so We look at everyone that walks through the door as an opportunity to take those resources that we have available to us and put them to use to benefit not only the individual that's walking through the door, but hopefully also everyone in Cass County. We'd like to think that the folks that come and have services provided through our office, our Master Gardeners would be a prime example. Certainly our Master Gardeners gain a lot of education by attending those classes, but in turn, they turn around and turn that back to a benefit to the entire county through the volunteer service, the education that they provide, the same way with our volunteer income tax assistance program. Absolutely, those individuals that qualify for that program are helped. It's a service to them. The dollar amount that that puts back into Cass County as far as revenue generated from tax refunds, though, is quite substantial as well.
You know, it is kind of interesting when you take a look at some of the different types of programs that you have. You mentioned the garden seminar. You've got things like classes for caregivers. You've got things that involve different types of science-based projects and programs for young students. You're involved with the YMCA in certain types of things. You know, you could go a ways down the line before you really start getting into hardcore agriculture stuff. It's really a broad range.
It is a broad range. And really, we have the specialists in so many areas. And like I said, we have people who've been coming into our office for a specific purpose for many years that are continually surprised or have a need that they just mentioned to us in passing and are very surprised to know that we have a resource for that or a publication for that or a class for that. And as you mentioned, most of those there is no charge for. Now, some of our bigger publications, the pretty glossy ones, you know, $5. but for the most part, the information, the resources, all of that is no charge. It's a customer service organization.
And we don't want to scare people off thinking, where's Extension going? They're going far, far from agriculture. It's still very much farm and agriculture based, and there's still a lot of information, a lot of programming that involves that.
Yes, and our list of farm resource specialists, especially in the Cass County area, and I would say especially the Cass County Extension Office, is very blessed to be so close to one of the research farms for Iowa State University. We have a lot of specialists that are based at and do a lot of research work right here in Cass County and in that area, actually over the line in Pottawatomie County, but down by Lewis at the Armstrong Research Farm. We have a lot of ag specialists based very close to home here, and they're very, very open to doing programming in Cass County.
Yeah, one of the nice things about Extension is you do have a certain amount of flexibility, it seems, to be able to form the office the way it would best serve the local populace. And I guess what I'm going with that is, here in an area like a county like Cass County, where we tend to be fairly rural, would be, I'm sure, a much different structure than what they would have, say, in a Polk County, where it's mostly urban.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. You know, we have the programs that we do that are based on our needs. We have the office staffing that meets the needs. We've worked to actually switch that around a little bit starting January 1st of this year. We're open over the lunch hour. We never had been before, but it's just the needs of a changing public that is no longer rural and can come into the office anytime they want to come in over their lunch break when they're working in town, and we're certainly willing to accommodate that.
Absolutely. Doing anything special this week?
We are just having a continuous open house. We're open Monday through Thursday this week. We're actually closed on Friday for the holiday weekend. But anytime, Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4:30, we invite folks to stop in. We've got a few snacks and stuff that we'll have for folks. We've got a few fun giveaways, so they'll have something to remember us by. And also, just come in and find out, if you haven't been to our office lately, come in and find out what Extension's all about, what programs we have, some things maybe that you have a need in your life, and find out we could probably help you with that.
I guess maybe the challenge really for most folks is that if you've never really used Extension, because you figured they probably don't have anything for me, Stop in. I bet you'd be surprised.
Yes, stop in. Or if you're headed for the information age like the rest of us, we do have a website that we update quite regularly. We also have a Facebook page where we put all of our upcoming programs and everything on. So it's very easy. Just, you know, like our Facebook page, all of our upcoming events will pop up in your news feed. If there's anything of interest to you, we'd welcome you to come on out. A lot of the stuff, as you mentioned, is no cost or very low cost, just mostly cost recovery if need be. Or, you know, check out our website, find out all the links to all of the extension publications are on there, all of our program areas. So just spend some time looking around and getting to know extension, or certainly stop in. We'd be happy to help you.
Oh, very good. It's almost like I want to wish a happy birthday. Happy your week.
Thank you. It's great to have your own week.